An energy company goes to court over land deals in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, a judge in Sheboygan ruled that Chesapeake Energy will go to trial for alleged fraud. Michigan's attorney general accuses the Oklahoma-based energy company of swindling landowners in northern Michigan. Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlochen Public Radio, and he's been covering the story. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Rebecca.
How did all of this start?
Well, this all started around May of 2010, and that was when the state held an auction and auctioned off the right to drill for oil and gas on public land. And that auction saw prices that were astronomical. The state in one day raised as much money from the sale of oil and gas rights as it had raised in its entire history. And that's because out-of-state companies believed that using these newer methods of horizontal hydraulic fracturing, that they could make a lot of money by drilling deep down in the ground and taking out natural gas. And at the same time, these companies were going out to private landowners and into the summer of 2010, this was going on. And they were going to them and saying, we'd like to explore for oil and gas on your property. And they would sign leases, and those promised what's called an order of payment. And in many cases, the landowners did not receive payment. And many say that they were cheated and are owed money. And now the Michigan's attorney general this year has accused Chesapeake Energy of defrauding those people, of conspiring to cheat them out of what they were owed.
Right. So those charges were filed back in June. And now the Sheboygan District Court judge says those charges can go forward. What did the judge say?
So the judge said there's enough evidence to go to trial. The judge says that it could be that Chesapeake Energy was not straightforward with the landowners that the company signed leases with. She quotes from an exhibit. In her order, she references an exhibit that has a quote from Aubrey McClendon, who was the CEO of Chesapeake at the time and is a very prominent businessman in the natural gas business. And according to the judge, this evidence, this exhibit has McClendon talking to an agent of Chesapeake saying they just drilled a dry hole. And in his words, quote, dry holes often dramatically change things, end of quote. And the idea there is that the company did some drilling, didn't look as good as it did when they signed all the leases. And so that was why they wanted to get out of them. But the reasons given to various landowners were things such as there's a mortgage on the property that creates an encumbrance, so we can't go ahead with our agreement, things like that. So she's saying, you know, we need to go to a trial.
So what does Chesapeake say about all this?
Chesapeake says that these are business disputes, that it's just a disagreement about the terms of a contract. They say that it's not surprising that the judge is allowing it to go to trial, but that the burden of proof to prove fraud is very high in court. And they also say they accuse the attorney general, Bill Schuette, of trying to criminalize business disagreements.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlochen Public Radio. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.